Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. Miami comes in looking to close out the series, up 3-2. Last two games, a lot of pressure on both teams in this one. This Game 6 feels more like a Game 5 in a tied series. Really, really big stuff. Should be very interesting to watch. Over the course of the series, Boston has averaged 109.8 points per game to Miami's 111.6. The Heat have turned the ball over an average of 13.6 times per contest. The Celtics just slightly below that at 13 even. Shooting numbers are as follows. Miami 50.2% from the field and 41.5% from three, while shooting 83.5% from the line. And they've managed 41.6 points per game from their bench in this series, which is a great number. Boston, on the other side of things, is shooting 47.7% from the field, 34.2% from three, and 76.6% from the free throw line, while getting 31.2 points per game from their bench. So across the board, the numbers favor Miami. They are up 3-2 after all. In Game 5, Boston routed Miami again by 13, this time a final of 110-97 behind 24 points from Derek White, Marcus Smart with 23, and Boston had four players score 40 or more in the contest, while Duncan Robinson led the Heat with 18 points and 9 assists. Right now, Malcolm Brogdon is listed as day-to-day for Boston. Gabe Vincent is doubtful for Miami. And overall, this is going to be an interesting game. Tough game to pick, but I got to tell you, Boston feels like they flipped the switch here and flipped the script. I got the Celtics in Game 6. I think we're going to have a Game 7 in Boston, and we'll see what happens from there. And that'll do it for the on-court look of Boston and Miami. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer with Stacking NBA with a betting preview between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. The lines are currently open and it favors the Boston Celtics on the road, sitting at 3 overall in the spread with the over-under of 210. Now, when we look at these two teams when it comes to points per game in the postseason right now, Miami right now is averaging 112.8, while Boston right now is averaging 113.9. Now, look, if you're adding it all together, you're looking at the over in this game. So I would ignore the fact that the under hit the last 9 meetings in Miami with a record of 8-1. What I would do right now is go what's been trending of late. And the last 7 meetings overall, the over actually been favored 5-2. So I would definitely lean and take the over in this game. Speaking of over, I'm going to expect elimination game Tatum to keep rising up right now. Currently in the points is sitting at 30.5. I expect a 30-point performance for him right now. He's been stepping it up of late. I know his last game he only had 21 points, but you can see that his points per game in the postseason has been rising of late, currently sitting at 27.7. I just think he's the main key reason if Boston wants to stay in this season, and that's why it's sitting so high with the lines being like that. So I would definitely lean and take the over on that one. I'll probably take the underdog on Jaylen Brown right now. He's been kind of underperforming of late, averaging around 22.7 points, and currently right now sitting at 22.5. But look at his last game, he had like 21 points. So with that being said, I'll probably lean and take the under in him. Another play that I gotta expect more of right now, it's been two games where Jimmy Butler has not delivered, and he already said, look, we will win this game. With that being said, sitting at 28.5, I would definitely lean and take the over in this one. Look, he's been almost averaging close to 30 points. It kind of went down now with two bad performances currently, but in the postseason, he's averaging 28.8. So I would definitely lean and take the over on Jimmy Butler, who already said this is a statement game and we will win this game. So I'm definitely going to lean towards that. It also depends on Bam Adebayo right now, currently sitting at 19.5. I'm going to lean and take the over in that one. I've always been a fan to say he was going to be kind of the biggest mismatch for the Boston Celtics, so I would lean and take the over the points for Bam Adebayo. Now, when it comes to the overall spread right now, I like Miami here right now. Look, I'm going off what Jimmy Butler said on this one. I just think in 3 right now, forget that, because I think Miami's going to win this game. So I'm going to go with Miami right now in the spread, and I'm going to take the over in this game as well. That's our look at the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. I'm Brandon Fryer, and this is Stacking NBA.